Supporters say the GM eggplant would improve yields and reduce the use of harmful pesticides. Opponents say they are a threat to human health and environmental safety. These are the same battle lines that were drawn even before the first GM crops were introduced in the 1990s, and they haven't changed much since then. That's despite the fact that for the past 13 years, GM crops have been grown and consumed without any evidence of a major health or environmental problem. An estimated 100 million hectares of GM crops were grown in 25 countries in 2008. That should put the opposition to rest, says Nina Fedorov, a plant geneticist and a U.S. State Department advisor. But it hasn't.
The only way that I can stay patient is to recognize that this is not unique to GM foods and it's not new.
Fedorov says one reason that hostility to GM foods persists is because scientific advances often move faster than public acceptance. In the 19th century, opposition to a new smallpox vaccine continued after scientists were convinced it was safe and effective. In the 1960s and 70s, she says, the Green Revolution's high-yielding crop varieties, which fed millions in South Asia, had their detractors too.
They were reputed to cause impotence, all the things that people say GM plants cause today. And it just took work and dedication on the part of scientists who knew and believed that this was important for people to have. And now we look back and say, oh, gee, that was great.
Fedorov and a group of scientists from U.S. universities, international institutes, and seed companies write in this week's issue of the journal Science, quote, there's a critical need to get beyond popular biases against the use of agricultural biotechnology. The article notes that there will be 3 billion more mouths to feed by mid-century, while climate change threatens food supplies. GM, they say, is one of the technologies that can help meet the challenges.
But you know, we are losing time.
That's P.A. Kumar, director of India's National Research Center for Plant Biotechnology. He's been working on developing the controversial eggplant and other GM crops for the better part of two decades. He says the needs in India are urgent.
The food and nutritional security of this country is really under threat. On top of that, the environmental degradation, the quality of water, the quality of soil, the quality of environment are being compromised by heavy use of pesticides in our agriculture.
But the urgency supporters feel to move GM technology forward is matched by the intensity with which the opponents say slow down. Meera Shiva with the Indian group Doctors for Food and Biosafety is one of them. She says, look at the experience with some pharmaceuticals.
Numerous drugs that were said to be very safe, over time, they were found not to be safe. It happens. But they could be withdrawn. You cannot withdraw genetically modified, these kind of things at all. You cannot withdraw it. So God forbid tomorrow there are problems.
Doug Gurian-Sherman used to look for problems with GM crops as a regulator with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He's now with the Union of Concerned Scientists. And he says one reason why the doubts about GM crops persist is because even after more than a decade of use, some questions have gone unanswered.
I don't think there's any definitive data that shows that these plants cause harm. What they point to is a general inadequacy in the data requirements.
Gurian Sherman says the data requirements for toxicity, for example, only call for 90-day tests, and they are not sensitive enough to detect problems if they do arise. More tests would cost the companies developing the plants more money, but he says their resistance to more rigorous testing is short-sighted.
Until the proponents of the crop who have adamantly resisted strengthening regulations understand that public confidence is going to depend on regulatory agencies that can be counted on, that huge public distrust is going to remain.
And this question of trust will come up again and again. New GM crops are being developed that promise to cope with some of the world's biggest challenges in food production, tolerance to drought and salty soils, and more efficient use of fertilizer, for example. But as India's moratorium on GM eggplant shows, these innovations will likely remain on the shelf unless the public trusts the regulators who say these crops are safe. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.